Thai PM Prayut Chan-o-Cha has hinted that he may prefer to stage a comeback on a political party's ticket rather than becoming an unelected or outsider premier when the general election is held early next year. Asked what channel he would choose if he decided to return to power, General Prayut said, "They've stopped talking about an outsider premier for a long time. Why keep talking about it?" He was speaking to the media as he visited Lumpini Park, Hua Lumpong Railway Terminus and Inner Bangkok Piers. He insisted he was not campaigning for votes, but simply meeting the people of Bangkok after heading out to other provinces and doing the same thing. Under the 2017 constitution, General Prayut potentially has two channels at his disposal to retain his grip on power as Thailand looks to return to democracy. Meanwhile, the new Future Forward Party says it will kick off its campaign to amend the 2017 constitution on February the 25th, the day after the proposed general election date. The party, one of eight new entrants endorsed so far by the Election Commission, started recruiting members yesterday at the Thai Summit Tower on New Phetchaburi Road in Bangkok. It also began sales of souvenirs ranging from t-shirts, shopping bags and caps to mobile accessories, all bearing the party's logo to raise funds as allowed under the new political party laws. Looks like it's going to be a long 3 or 4 months. Glad we're not in Bangkok. And in Palu, Indonesia, search teams keep pulling bodies from obliterated neighbourhoods in the disaster-stricken city. As more aid rolls in and the government said it's considering making some devastated areas into mass graves. The Indonesian Disaster Agency say the death toll from the powerful earthquake and tsunami has climbed to 1,649, with at least 265 people still missing, though it said numbers could still be higher. More countries have sent aid and humanitarian workers as they continue to fan out into the countryside. Petobo literally disappeared into the earth as the force of the earthquake liquefied its soft soil. Liquefaction also struck large sections of Balaroa. You can see some dramatic satellite time-lapse footage of that actually happening, the liquefaction process. You can go to thetiger.com. Thai fans are bonding over a shared love of MotoGP champ Marc Marquez as the first ever race is held in Buriram, to an enthusiasm that organisers hope will catch fire across Southeast Asia. Thailand is the 15th leg of the 19-race season. Marquez enjoys a comfortable 72-point lead over the second-place rider going into the Buriram race, and a strong performance would push him closer to his fifth MotoGP title. We'll have some more exclusive photos posted on thetiger.com thanks to our photographer up there. Good luck to all the riders. A Ranong ranger has been killed by a grenade blast at his official residence in the Muang district. Ranong is a 5-hour drive north of Phuket and borders Myanmar. The 35-year-old from the Narathiwat-based 48th Ranger Regiment died from his injuries after being taken to Ranong Hospital. He had been involved in maintaining peace and order in Ranong and had been staying at a house inside the 415th Border Patrol Police Company for 5 months. His friends have told police that he was leaving his residence in a car when the blast occurred. They said they heard the ranger start the engine of his car, then the blast. Police are continuing to investigate the incident. And good news for Mong Tong Di. He's to become a Thai citizen almost a decade after earning fame by winning a national paper aeroplane championship at the age of 12. Mong posted on his Facebook that he's been informed that the Chiang Mai governor has approved his request for Thai citizenship. Mong said he's been told to report to Chiang Mai's Muang district office to have a photo for his ID card by this Wednesday. When Mong won the paper aeroplane making competition in Japan in 2009, the current Prime Minister Abbasit promised him Thai citizenship, but no progress had been made. But Mong's hope of citizenship was rekindled after some of the wild boar team, who had been trapped in a cave, got their Thai citizenship. Mong said he wanted to thank everybody who helped coordinate with all agencies concerned until he got his citizenship. Congratulations to Mong Tong Di. We've been following his story for the past year here on The Tiger.